You have arrived at your destination.
Something I noticed is that Krispy Kreme, aka Froggy Fresh, and I have pretty much the same Christmas list every year.
Every year, you want John Cena lunchboxes, posters for your door.
Yeah.
The wrestling belt. I think you're up to like four of those now.
Yeah,
right?
I definitely am. And I actually just acquired one today.
Oh, so five.
I'll tell you all about it on the podcast today. But I've had quite a day of Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, if I sound tired, I've just been Christmas partying it up.
Now you're about to Christmas crash.
Dude, I hope not. Because I got a Christmas party to go to next week, and then the week after that, actually Christmas. So
crazy.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for joining me here again today on the Sean vs. Wild podcast. And it's the special Christmas holiday edition. You guys know that I love to do holidays, and I'm back with my holiday correspondent, my sister Leslie.
Obviously.
It's good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
I was going to say, it's good to see you too.
So hopefully all has been well.
Yes.
I haven't seen you since our most ripping trivia victory.
It was an amazing victory.
Yes. And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard the podcast that I did the week we won trivia, you can go back and take a listen to it. You'll hear all about how tremendous we are.
The crushing blow that we landed on everyone. Yeah.
And basically, we'll probably own stock in the company before it's over with.
I think we'll probably just take over the trivia company itself. And
well, or Hoopsters in general. Yeah. Hoopsters will just be called Sean and Leslie's trivia winnings.
Yeah.
Just called Jackpot. So, yeah. How have you been?
Good. It's always fun to go to trivia. And you know what I found out? I know they said that the last trivia that we went to was going to be the last one of the year.
Yeah.
Liars.
And they probably just said that so we didn't come back.
Probably.
They were like, let somebody else win.
For once. Yeah.
Or
keep your giant brains at home.
I feel like we really luck out, though, because almost everybody that goes to trivia is considerably older than we are, and most of the questions are catered pretty much to our age range.
That's true. But one of my favorite parts of trivia, even though I don't know her name, is one of the older ladies that sit at the very front table, and then she judges every team for when they get the question right. Like, you can just see her scowling at everyone.
The disdain.
Yes. How pissed she
is. The vitriol that she must feel. Knowing that
she's not winning,
but that's okay, man. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I can't imagine them knowing, like, I don't know who had the hit single this year.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things. We're so smart. Our brains are so huge is what we're saying.
That's why there's only two of us in this room.
That's true.
There's no more brain room.
Everybody else chickened out on our Christmas sode. I'm looking at you, Joe. I'm looking at you, Alyssa.
Alyssa Mason.
But yes, guys, another Christmas is upon us. I cannot believe it's been a year since we did this last Christmas episode.
I know. Isn't that weird how time works?
Yeah, it's so weird. It's like every year you're supposed to be like, I can't, but where did the year go?
I know. Like, you would think that at 35 years old, I would have kind of picked up on the concept of time. And,
yeah.
But I'm like, oh God.
Man, this just flew by.
Yeah, I can't believe it's already St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I can't believe it's 4th of July. And it's every year.
Yeah.
I don't learn.
It's like, well, dude, you should get used to it by now.
Yeah.
Days are only 24 hours long, bro.
Right.
And there's only so many of them in a month. So, isn't it weird to think that time is just completely a man-made concept?
Time is a flat circle.
Matthew McConaughey style.
Yeah.
It's a flat circle.
It is a flat circle.
And so is the world, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Flat Earth. And so is the Earth. And speaking of that. But yeah.
Speaking of flat Earth, I hope you've carved out 4 hours to hear my.
Yes. We had you reeled in with Christmas. So
yes.
You came for the Christmas. Now you'll have to stay for the flat Earth.
Yeah, you'll have to stay for all of our conspiracies.
Dude, I am a conspiracy theorist, but flat Earth, something that I don't necessarily get behind.
No, I can't either.
Any kind of government thing or world domination or like real outlandish things, I'm like, yep, I can totally see that happen.
Yeah.
Aliens, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
You know,
ghosts,
totally.
Totes.
And then it's like, the Earth's flat, and I'm like,
You're like, get out of here, loser.
It's like a CD. Oh, well, if, and I know I've said this on the podcast before, but if I found out tomorrow that for real the earth was flat, it's not going to affect me.
No.
I'd be like,
no,
dude,
no,
the earth's flat. Shit. I'll be damned.
Well, still right. Going to work.
Oh, yeah. Yep. See ya.
Still got to pay my bills.
I got to call in today. The earth's flat.
No, I think you've seen this before, but my whole argument on how you know the earth is not flat is because if it was, the cats would have pushed everything off of it by now.
Oh, that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like a little cat humor.
I know.
To really go
right meow.
Church up the old holidays. But yeah, we were Christmas partying it up. My thermogenic kicked in, ladies and gentlemen, so I was like real out of it for a hot second. But now that I'm enjoying this cold Coke Zero,
mm-hmm.
I feel like $1 million.
Oh, and by the way, this podcast is brought to you by Coke Zero.
Yes.
Let me just put that in there.
Dude, I wish Coke Zero sponsored this cast. It'd be my favorite.
So, Christmas and Coke Zero.
Yeah. Dude, this is Christmassy. This is Christmas related, guys. We're going to jump into the Christmas portion of the podcast, I guess, right now. But I do look forward every single year to when Coca-Cola changes their cans.
I know. Isn't it cute?
So that's like a big childhood staple. Mm-hmm. Now, I haven't seen any cans with Santa on it this year.
Or polar bears.
Or a polar bear, huh?
I know. They kind of like did the dip on the polar bear. I'm like, what happened?
Dude, it's all part of that war on Christmas.
God.
Dude.
You don't love Jesus and you don't love polar bears. What do you love?
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. The war on Christmas. I told somebody that at work. I was like, you know, there's a war on Christmas. You know? So, who knows? But yeah, I didn't
actually
see
by date there was a war on Christmas, like a battle.
Oh yeah, 1914. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the two sides called a truce for one day.
Uh huh. And then they went back to killing each other.
And then they just went back to killing each other. Mm-hmm. So pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. And that's our Christmas podcast.
I saw a commercial about that. There's, I don't know, some chocolate bar made some sort of commercial or something like that. It's a British commercial, but I saw it on YouTube.
Mm.
So, and I think they sold a lot of chocolate based on it.
Probably.
But they did a pretty historical reenactment, I guess. I mean, I wasn't there to see it, so I don't know the accuracy, but
can't trust everything on YouTube either.
That's true. It could just be a conspiracy.
I was going to say, did you watch this after the flat earth conspiracy video?
Let me ask you guys, if you fought in that war in 1914, go ahead and message
call
me.
In.
Yeah, message me on the Sean vs. Wild podcast. Let me know if that commercial was accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll never know. But yeah, Christmas. I've been Christmas partying it up. I had a Christmas party on Saturday last week. It was at the casino, guys, if you ever do any...
Caesars?
Boat gambling, the
Caesar's
horseshoe.
Caesars Palace? Oh, okay.
Not it, Caesars Palace.
You kept it local.
In Vegas, yeah. Did you fly out? Yeah, keeping it local. Yeah, so we went to the horseshoe casino and had room specials. So I was like, hey, I'll probably party, which I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure. But
I was going to say that would have been the perfect time.
I know. I RSVP'd like a couple months ago, like when I first got hired. I was like, oh, hey, oh, cool. And then they're like, oh, room discount. I'm like, okay, I'll sign up for that too. And but then I've been trying not to party. So
how was the room? I've never stayed there.
They were really nice.
Were they?
Actually, yeah. Luxurious and spacious.
Could you order room service and get 3 scoops of ice cream and not 2 because you weren't driving?
I'm not driving.
Yeah. 2. Make it 3.
The room service was quite expensive, so I didn't order any, mm-hmm. but you could.
Did you have a mini fridge?
No.
Oh.
Oh, well, yeah, they did have mini fridges now that I think about it, but
it wasn't stocked
with anything. You just could use it.
Mm-hmm.
So you
probably
because
you got that discounted room.
Put your beer
you got,
in
like,
there
a
if you want to.
Third rate.
Yeah, that's true. I don't have like a bunch of cookies that I can grab and put in my backpack
mm-hmm.
in case I get hungry when I'm running from these thieves. Or to conveniently feed birds with plot device.
Mm-hmm.
Moving the Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2,
right
lost in New York.
But yeah, so the party was at Caesars. And I must say, I really felt, and the feedback that I had received solidified, I felt like I was the belle of the ball there at the Christmas party.
Yeah, talk about your outfit, because I saw it on Instagram, and it was nice.
Yeah, I got a lot of compliments on it. So I got a nice, had a, to start from the toes,
mm-hmm.
had a nice pair of black and white patent leather, shiny wing-tipped shoes, black trousers, white dress shirt, a brick red, shall we say, bow tie,
mm-hmm.
with a white... cocktail jacket that was like a floral embroidered all over it.
The reason a Dwight Yoakam white jacket.
With a black collar. No.
Do you see what I did there? De-white. Because it was white.
Dude, you love that. You're so happy.
I am so happy right now.
I wish the people in the studio could see the light in Leslie's eyes. Much like that of jolly old Saint Nick. But
I like my puns.
That's so true. But yeah, I had a white embroidered floral jacket. And, you know, people were like, oh, hey, who is this stud muffin?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's me.
It's and like, then?
Like, normally, I was telling my boss, I was like, yeah, I'm going to probably dress up a little bit. I know. I was like, normally at work, I'd look like Kurt Cobain's corpse. So, but yeah, it was quite nice. I took a lot of photos.
Attract, you know, like in Rain Man when they're winning and
very
like
twinkly, very, very, very sparkly. That
when
was me.
Cleopatra and Caesar come over to the table and everybody's around you because you're everybody. Yeah.
97X. Bam. The future.
Yeah. I just thought maybe everybody would crowd around you and marvel at your outfit.
I got a lot of compliments, guys. And even when I went to work, even outside of the Christmas party, people were like, man, that jacket, you were looking great. So big shout out to everybody at work for giving me a compliment. Thank you.
Nice.
I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but sometimes it's nice.
It is.
You know, like I said, normally I'm just wearing like flannel or a t-shirt.
Where did you get this jacket?
Guys, there's this place called the internet, and you'd be surprised the crazy shit that you can get
off
of it.
I've heard about this.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm.
I was kind of really hoping you were going to say Burlington Coat Factory.
No. Yeah, I would, but I'm not 6'5".
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's the thing about Burlington Coat Factory.
Mm-hmm.
Everything comes in 6X.
Right. Purple.
LT.
Yeah. It's purple. LT. Burgundy. Yeah.
But, yeah. And the reason why I got the jacket, big thing, I don't know if you remember, our great grandparents' couch that was like yellow and floral.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what it reminded me of.
Aww.
My jacket was, kind of a beige off white. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it reminded me of. That's why I got it.
That's sweet.
I liked it.
I
was crazy about it.
The only thing that could have maybe I was going to say that could trump that outfit, because that was an awesome outfit. Maybe next Christmas party, you just wear the tuxedo from Big.
Oh, dude, perfect. The tuxedo from Big is either the tuxedo I'd like to get married or buried in. I haven't decided. Whichever comes first. Yeah. But yeah, the tuxedo from Big is high up mm-hmm. on the most acclaimed tuxedos.
Because he has
tuxedos.
Two tails, right?
Oh, yeah.
Two tails, got the rhinestone embroidery in the back, cummerbund.
Yeah, that's so great. Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up. Maybe that was like my subliminal inspirado
yeah.
for this. Big.
Yeah, because it kind of did.
$187. Yeah, they're really screwing us, aren't they? I love Big.
It's
I might
so
actually watch that. I don't know if it's Christmassy, but it is now.
It will be.
Yeah, maybe our new favorite Christmas mm-hmm. movie. Does it even snow in Big?
I don't think so.
I feel like that's the only thing that really...
Are they're in New York City, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I kind of thought that they were. That's why he went to like where they show that real slummy hotel.
Let's make it a bug.
Yeah, let's make it a bug.
Yeah, that's probably why they, yeah, the slummy mm-hmm. hotel that he just cries
well,
at.
Well, they go into what's the toy store? F.A.O. Schwartz? That's in, I thought that was in Chicago. No?
I don't know. Now
me
you.
Neither.
I don't
wow,
know. I just
like befuddled.
Yeah, I didn't know I had to read up on Big for this podcast. And you're looking to me for answers. I don't know. Is that in Chicago? Could be.
Could be. Who knows? Probably
it's,
New York
it's
City.
It's in a city.
Yeah. Metropolis.
And plus, too, like movies in New York, Christmas. Chicago, Christmas.
Christmas. Mm-hmm.
It's like the only time people give a shit about the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Otherwise, it's just going to set in L.A.
Well, there's a lot of L.A. Christmas movies, too.
Yeah. I can't think of any. Almost Famous.
Die.
The beginning.
I'm like, where's Die Hard?
Oh, yeah. I guess that's in California. Nakatomi Plaza.
Yeah. California.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nakatomi Plaza, California, actually. Is. Yeah. Uh-huh. California.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Totally know where that is.
So, yeah, we're just winging it. No eggnog to lubricate our conversation this year, guys.
I almost brought some, too.
I almost brought some. Dude, I don't know. Last year's was lethal.
It was pretty strong.
I'm pretty sure halfway through the podcast, I passed away. But yeah, it was...
I think we passed out, woke up, realized that we had been asleep for 2 hours, and then started the podcast.
Then Joe edited it together seamlessly.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Joe Brock on that one for booping the dials, mm-hmm. making that sound good.
Unslurring our words.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, and you know, I told you I didn't party on Saturday, and I don't know if this is any sort of, I don't know if one hand washed the other, I should say, but I won $100.
Nice.
At the casino.
Yes. And what did you win it on?
I won it on video poker. And
the handheld game like that we used to have?
That's exactly why I played video poker. Because growing up, we had... You guys might remember those games. Black and white screen. Just one game. It's cards. Usually mm-hmm. video poker.
Or and they were always like $40 a piece.
$40. Yeah. And basically, you're just playing hands of video poker over and over again. And that... game probably lasted 25 years.
It really did.
I mean, we had it for a long time. Every member of the family played it. And, but yeah, I was like, dude, I know the rules. I can do video poker. Easy. I've done this plenty of times.
Mm-hmm. Started when I was six, all the way up until,
All the way up to 32. So for 26 years, I've been hanging and banging with the video poker. And basically, it took me, like, when I put my first 20 in, I took $100 out. I was like, yeah, I'm going to play $100. That'll be safe. If I lose 100, MBD. Guys, I'm not trying to brag about how rich I am, but it's pretty impressive. And
money is no object to you, obviously.
Money's no object at all. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it's pretty impressive. But no, so anyway, I was like, yeah, I'll take $100 out. And even if I lose all of it, hey, it's a fun night. You know, I'll probably play all night on $100. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, was that... was I wrong, basically. So the first 20 lasted me about 15, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I got all the way up to $40. I was like, oh, shiz. I had 20. Now I have 40. I've basically doubled my money. And I was like, should I cash out? And I'm like, man, I've only been playing for like 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know,
got to pace yourself.
Yeah. And so
yeah,
like,
you can't call it a night right then.
Yeah. And then, so I was like, I got a long night ahead of me and everybody I work with is here. Like, we're all having a good time. Let's keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
See how much I can win. I lost it. I lost all of that 40 within minutes. And then I was like, well, shit. You know, I was like, well, hey, that was a fun run. Let me put in another 20. I'll probably play for another 15, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
No. I put in that second 20. It lasted maybe, I don't know, 3 minutes.
Wow. And then I put in so depressing.
A third one, same. So I lost the second and third one like in no time at all. And then I lost the fourth one. And I was like going right for my last 20. Well, I didn't lose the fourth one completely. I literally had one hand dealt and $0 left, and I did four of a kind.
Nice.
And it was a $180 jackpot.
Sweet.
So I was like, it's meant to be. It's $180. It's all the money that I put in and $100.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that, my friends, was when I stopped playing, cashed my check, and went to bed.
You're like, so I partied for 45 minutes. Exactly.
Dude.
And went to bed.
And I will say this, guys, it was quite a Christmas party. People were having a great time. And,
who passed out first?
Not me.
Yeah.
Well, probably me because I was asleep, on my winnings.
Oh,
I was like smog.
Yeah. You had them like under your pillow.
Yeah. Can I get all these in? You got gold coins or something back there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Can I get 180 Sacagawea dollars, please?
And just a brown like sack to put them in, yeah. Carry them home in.
Do you have like any sort of, you have like a bag with like a dollar sign on it?
I just robbed a bank.
Yeah. Just something that I could just grab a fist.
By the neck.
Yeah. With the neck. And then like, you know, part of the bag will be like open, you know, on top of my hand. And then the rest will just be hanging down.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'll have a sack of coins. Do you have that? Do you have a vault that I could put this in?
Wow, you're so needy.
I know, man. I was rich. I was the Scrooge McDuck.
You were the Scrooge McDuck.
Well, you know what's funny, too, is like I was asking everybody at work, like, how'd you do? And everybody's like, I lost money. And everybody partied. And then I didn't party, and I won. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be a correlation there.
Probably.
Probably because now that I'm in my right mind, and trust me, I have never been to the boat in my right mind,
mm-hmm.
except for this time.
And you won.
And I won. So, and every other time, I just lose and sweat.
Yeah, it's really hot in there.
Yeah, like, it is.
I don't know why either.
And, you know, another big thing without the eggnog is like we can actually enjoy a conversation in room temperature.
I know the last time the nog, man, it turned the heat up in here like 20 degrees.
Yeah, it really lit a Yule log in the podcast room.
The Duraflame log.
Oh, like, good Lord. Dude, you ever watch the Yule log?
Is that a show?
Oh, man.
A movie? What?
Oh, dude, no. Yule log is a channel for Christmas.
No.
And it's just a log burning in a fireplace.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's got its own channel. It's dedicated.
I think I downloaded it once. And then they had like some
weird...
It
was 25 hours long. It took me 6 weeks to download.
I didn't think it was ever going to end. I was like, how much is left on here?
I had to upgrade my memory.
I had to keep pausing it and be like, God, man, there's 14 hours left on this.
There's 98 gig of Yule Log.
No, I think I did download it once, but then it played like weird, you know, unlicensed Christmas music behind it, and it just kind of got annoying.
Some Muzak.
Muzak, yes.
I don't know, you know, what kind of person thinks up this bullshit but me, but I would love to do like an 18-hour like video on YouTube of the Yule Log. Or not 18 hours. I mean, people aren't going to sit around for that long, but let's just say an hour-long one.
17 hours.
Yeah, 17 hours. But I would love to do like one that's like, okay, let's say an hour long, and then somewhere like minute 43, like you just hear someone scream and there's nothing but like devil faces that come up for like a hot second, and then it just goes back to
Yule Log. Being like the cozy, like quiet Yule Log.
Just like one of those ones where, like, you remember the early YouTube videos where it'd be like somebody
showing
a little kid something, and then it'd be like Linda Blair's face and screaming. Yeah, I would love to do that. With the Yule Log.
What could we call it, though?
We'll just casually blend it in there.
Okay. Yule Log. That sounds good. That's a good project to work on.
Yeah. You know, maybe in 2019, this will be...
There we go.
This will be the launch title.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, the Yule Log trick. You're going to love this.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. So, so I partied on Saturday. And because I partied on Saturday, unfortunately, I had to miss your Christmas party.
You did. So I was really sad about that. Oh, we had a great turnout. A lot of people from work came, employees and customers.
Oh, cool.
And then we played a hilarious game, which, I'm not going to mention anybody by name, but I had one, attendee that was pretty schwasty by the time that this game came around. So
Perfect. It's
the not so secret Santa, and you have a bowl with little pieces of paper, and you just write something embarrassing or, you know, things that people don't know about you that maybe you don't want them to know about you, but you're just going to put it in there anyway because it's Christmas and that's what it's about, like public humiliation. So you write your secret on a piece of paper, fold it up, you put it in the bowl, and then after like so many people have their entries in, you pass the bowl around, you pick a secret, you read it out loud, and then everyone in the room has to guess who they think belongs to that secret.
Yeah. Do they get a gift?
No, nobody gets a gift. Gift of, what people think, you know, they think that secret belongs to you. Or
does
that
the person have to reveal their secret?
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay. I was going to say, what if somebody's like, nope, that's not me.
And no,
it's like,
they have
someone in this room.
Yeah.
Much like Clue. It's like,
there's somebody in here. No, so that made for a pretty good, like icebreakery type of game. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What if somebody just like played it too extreme. So it'd be like, you pick the secret and it'd be like, I've murdered three people.
I didn't even think about that. But
Christmas has really gone down the shitter.
Right, yeah. All right. Well, nobody's staying the night. Sorry. Call an Uber.
I whizzed in the punch. That's what mine would say. I whizzed in the punch.
No, but I thought that it ended up being a pretty good... Pretty good game to play. And then everyone was a fan. We found in our attic these little light projectors, like that put the little pin dot lights everywhere. So we have them up in the backyard in the trees, and they look, that was a fan favorite. Everybody was so impressed. They thought that Adam literally got up on a ladder and had a, you know, put lights through six or seven trees.
And guys, let's be honest, he did. He did. You know what I'm saying? Those projectors, they were fake.
Yeah, it was all Adam.
It was all Adam. Big shout out to Adam making it happen, knocking it out of the park for Christmas.
He did. But I'm going to give a shout out to Alyssa Mason because I teased her about this, but it was so hilarious. I don't think she'll mind. But she was one of the tipsier people of the evening. Mm. And so she came outside and she was like, she was commending Adam on how good of a job he did by putting all these lights in the trees. And I was like, well, no, actually that's a projector. And she's kind of like, well, just so you know, like if he did that, then he needed to be constipated. And then she stopped and I was like, did you mean he needed to be compensated? She's like, yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
You have to be constipated if you try to do something like that.
Adam did that. He needed to be constipated, okay?
Damn it, Billy. You spent all our money. just but, turned into Rosie Perez from White Men Can't Jump.
She did.
Damn it, Billy.
But we had a good laugh about it, so I don't think she would mind that I...
Well, and if you do mind...
Sorry.
Should have been here.
Yeah.
Should have been here. So, anyway...
But we did miss you, and we talked about how we needed you on Cards Against Humanity.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you had the best answer.
No, dude, I'll tell you what. Cards Against Humanity is easily a game that I just... don't think I realize that like I don't think like anybody else and I suck at Cards Against Humanity. I never win, but I do think my answers are kind of fun.
Yeah,
maybe I just think that I'm so smart and so damn smart, Wyatt.
You're just so damn smart.
Yeah, maybe I just think I'm just so clever.
Well, isn't that how we started the podcast, talking about just how freaking awesome we are?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, how many times
gigantic our brains are.
Yeah, how many times we have to reiterate it? Okay, it's Christmas, all right,
it's time for being humble, and yeah, we humbly will talk about,
yeah, we're two out of the three wise men, all right. Yeah, guys. Speaking of secrets, Christmas secrets,
yeah,
we're two,
we
out,
are
of the three
two out of the three.
But yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. I lost my train of thought.
Cards Against Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity. Yeah, I'm just not good at it. I never win, but I do think my answers are pretty smart ass, even though no one likes it.
You
gotta read the audience with Cards Against Humanity, mm-hmm, though. Because, mm-hmm, like, sometimes you'll play a card and you're like, haha, this is so funny. And then the card that wins is like, the person that picks is like, I'm going to pick farts.
I know, right? Big boobs. And it's just, yeah, like, really? Because, yeah, mine was like, you know, quietly
only
undertoned.
Two things that are certain in life, guys.
Death
and blank. And that blank, the best answer was daddy's belt. death and daddy's belt. So, but yes, well, I'm glad that you guys thought about me. And yeah, sorry that I had to miss it. It was just one of many Christmas parties that I have been attending. Today I had a Christmas party. So just 4 days later, a, mm-hmm, Christmas party, 5 days later, I guess, whatever day it is.
You're intelligent and popular.
Yeah, that's, mm-hmm, what I'm saying. Today we had a work Christmas party for our department.
Mm-hmm.
And there was pizza, and there were Christmas games. A game that I have not heard White Elephant ever called before, but I loved it. They called it Dirty Santa.
You've never heard it called Dirty Santa?
No.
Yeah. Yankee Swap. Yankee Swap.
Dirty Santa is hilarious.
Dirty Santa.
Like, I just met Dirty Santa. I just imagine just, I don't know, somebody with a brown beard.
Right.
Like if Santa had a brown beard.
The pig pen of Santa's.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like an old washed up Santa. Santa, I haven't heard that name in years.
Well, and I'll tell you, I no one traded my gift.
What, like, was your gift?
The gift that I brought or the gift that I received?
Well, the one that you brought first.
Well, it's funny. I brought a gift and I was like, man, this will be classic. People will love it. They were like the Queen Anne Cherry Cordials.
Oh, cool.
A Whitman sampler.
Uh-huh.
And Royal Dansk.
Oh, awesome.
And then Cameron, if you're listening, you should be listening. He was like, that seems like the most old man gift ever.
Did you throw a couple butterscotches in there too?
Yeah. He's like, dude, you got any Werther's Original in there? Yeah. So then I got self-conscious, but Cameron brought coffee and Cameron's hip. So,
oh, cool.
I was like, of course you did.
Does he have an ironic mustache?
I looked at him
and
I go, hey man, some dipshit brought coffee, knowing that I knew it was him.
That it was him.
I didn't even have to see him put it on the table.
But was it fair trade though?
That's true. Bean to bar, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Fair trade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talk a lot about stuff like that. Bean to bar or farm to table, uh-huh, stuff like that. Those hip phrases.
I was
going to
say those hipster buzzwords.
Yeah. Fixed, mm-hmm, gear bike. I don't know. Stuff like that. Macro photography.
IPAs.
IPA. We're just, mm-hmm, saying hipster like sentences.
Have you ever been to Portland?
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever watched Portlandia, by the way?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, dude. Fred Armisen. I have like this whole respect for Fred Armisen now because I never thought he was funny on Saturday Night Live. But dude, Portlandia is the funniest thing.
Grass fed.
Yeah, grass fed. USDA choice. Just all these sizzle words that don't mean shit.
They don't. All sizzle, no steak.
Dude, applewood smoked.
You know. Like, what are some more hipster buzzwords?
I don't care what kind of wood that you smoked this bacon on, bro.
As long as it wasn't treated wood. Yeah. I don't
like
give a shit. Yeah.
And wood. That Mitchell kid has been playing around with paint
and
I'm going to prove it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to prove it.
Paint, wood.
Wood. I'll make us some sandwiches.
That's Dennis the Menace out there for anybody who...
another Christmas classic that has nothing to do with Christmas.
Nothing to do with Christmas.
And but I think that's set in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go.
But that was one of our favorites as a kid.
But we played a little Dirty Santa. And but the gift that I
unwrapped...
The way you
say it, I'm just expecting you to say we played Dirty Sanchez.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I think about. A different Christmas
game.
God,
what kind of Christmas party is this?
Holy shit. They did accidentally play that Rappinville skit from a couple years ago where they talk about sacking deck, about getting a deck of cards and putting it in a bag, and they refer to it as sacking deck.
Decks, yeah.
And they played that in the meeting today.
Perfect.
It's funny because my manager's like, oh, I only watched the first half of this. Boy, that second half. And I was like, yeah, you know what? You're right.
Is it hot in here?
Or am I just drunk off the eggnog again? But the gift that I unwrapped was a WCW wrestling belt.
No way.
With NWO spray painted on it.
That's awesome. Like hand?
No.
They spray painted?
They make like a toy belt with that actually has the spray painted NWO on
gotcha.
It. And everybody was like, oh my God, how did you get this gift? It's the perfect gift. And my face lit up like the eyes of Allah. And I was so excited. And nobody traded me. So that's good.
What were the other gifts?
Oh man, there's coffee, there's hot sauces, spices, wine.
I would have dug the hot sauce or the wine.
All kinds of great stuff. So we really Christmas partied it up, and we had pizza. And
pizza,
you know,
party.
I'm like, dude, I'm going to give up pizza for New Year's. And then today I was like, you know what? I haven't had pizza from the cafeteria yet. Let's give it a try. And then square cut. It is party pizza, but
I was going to say, is it anything like school pizza?
No, it's like
legit
gas station pizza.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, you know. Mm-hmm. But I ate like maybe 39 slices. I was
I'll just have a piece of chicken. You kept it under 40.
Yeah. So
yeah, that was a good goal.
You know, it is what it is, guys, but I was a frequent visitor to the pizza leftovers box today and a bunch of snacks, but I was like, you know, I'll go ham on this Christmas
party. You're not drinking.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get fat.
Gotta get your calories from somewhere.
Dude, bro.
Not from the alcohol.
Dude, bro, man. Like, Santa's fat. It's Christmas.
It is Christmas.
You can be the next Santa, dude.
I mean, you don't have to have an excuse to eat at Christmas time. I mean, from Thanksgiving to New Year's, it's a free-for-all. It doesn't matter.
No holds barred.
No holds barred at all.
So, do you have any favorite Christmas snacks?
I like when people make, what do they call it? Puppy chow.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. Yeah, the Chex Mix.
I don't know anybody that makes it homemade.
That's the only way to have it.
Yeah, I always just get it in the bag because I don't know anybody that makes it homemade.
I didn't know that they already made it pre-made.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yes, sir.
Did not know that.
Yeah, it's right next to like the fiery habanero ones and stuff. I don't know. But they have a bunch of pre-made Chex Mix now.
Chex Mix.
Dude, they should make a cereal out of that.
So good that you could put milk in here.
Dude, you just put milk in it.
Chow down.
But I have mentioned that before, like a puppy chow cereal. What if they Chex Mix it up
that
like that?
That's you should write them.
Yeah.
I think we should put our collective gigantic brains together and come up with an email, send it to them.
Here's a gigantic brain thing. Okay, candied nuts. That's a Christmas staple, right? And they always come in that newspaper plastic bag. like the same ones that people use with rolled up newspapers. And or I don't know, pastry bags or something, because it's like always shaped like a big carrot.
The
like
steamy hot roasted nuts.
Candied nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, they smell good. They smell up the mall.
Yes, always.
And they're super tasty. And
they're always like at Harvest Homecoming, too.
Always at Harvest Homecoming. My big thing is just put that in a bowl, pour milk on it, make it cereal.
What would you call it?
Who knows? We'll have to come up with a cool name.
Mm-hmm.
Probably something like, you'll go nuts.
That's the tagline, not the name of the cereal.
Yeah. What's it called? It's called Candied Nuts.
Doesn't that sound awesome? Well, I mean, it can't be worse than grape nuts. I mean, come on.
Not even a nut, I don't think.
No.
I'm not sure what a grape nut is, but these would actually be nuts. And they wouldn't be like blah cereal because they'd be covered in sugar.
Oh, absolutely.
And butter.
Yeah. And probably some brown sugar and molasses and
I don't want to get
honey
on a cereal kick, but cereals.
You're serially on a cereal kick.
Oh
right
my
now.
Gosh, yeah. I've been really craving cereal lately, and I haven't been eating it. I've been denying myself it, but I think about it a lot.
Do you?
Also, there's a whole Christmas aisle at Aldi, and I sometimes just go in there, just go into the aisle and do like a 360 and look around.
Is it of foods or just like Christmas decor?
Both.
And yeah, candies and stuff.
Candy mostly, and then like a bunch of European chocolates and other chocolates. Snacks that I'm just like, I gotta have this, but I don't buy it.
Can I just give a huge shout out to Aldi though? Because freaking love that store. Love it.
I can't say enough good things about it.
I can't either.
I just walk to it. It's just right here.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I guess you could.
Well, when it's light out. Mm-hmm. You know how dark it is in the street. Yeah. You're like, hey, man, do you still live here or what? That's Smith's house. Yeah.
You know how dangerous the Dirty J is. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm trying to keep up the facade, that same facade I had in Halloween.
From Halloween. Yeah. Nobody's coming to your house. Yeah.
It's old man Smith's house. It's been abandoned for months.
It was a little dark when I rolled up, though. I was like, is anybody here?
Dude, there's no overhead lighting in the Smithsonian. Everything is just lamps.
Did he pay the light bill?
And yeah, the one lamp that's in the, well, not the one lamp, but one of the lamps that is in the living room, the bulb burnt out. And mm-hmm. I haven't replaced it.
So you just need to carry a light bulb from like room to room. Yeah.
No, actually what I've been doing is I have a candle on a saucer and I've been carrying it around.
You need to get one of those old timey like candlesticks with like the hook, and you just carry it from room to room.
Yeah, just a saucer with a finger hole in yeah. on the side.
And then you need to get you a long like nightgown and a nightcap.
Yeah, exactly.
Just start dressing like you are going to bed in like 1870.
Dude, that should have made my Christmas list.
It should have.
What a bummer.
I can still find you one. You told me about the internet, so
yeah,
I can find
there's
you.
There's still
a
plenty of time
cap.
To get a cap, a Santa-like cap with a long dress.
Mm-hmm.
Like a V-neck dress.
Yeah. No big deal.
No big NBD.
NBD. No big deal.
Much like what a wizard would wear.
What would you actually do if I got you that and you opened it on Christmas morn?
I can wear it.
Yeah.
What would you do? Change into it immediately.
Immediately. Yeah.
Now I know
what
I'm wearing home.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful cold out there to not be wearing pants. It's cool. It's long.
Yeah.
It goes all the way down to my ankles.
It's just a little thin, though.
Yeah. It's see-through. Sorry, guys. I got to go. I didn't wear anything under this.
Didn't prepare.
Sorry. This is the weirdest family Christmas moment ever. Yowza.
Yowza.
Zoinks. But, Christmas snack. Yeah, I'm pretty into that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that. I had a lot of like Reese's and a bunch of stuff today.
Get that tree, bro. I know this is a year-round snack, but there's something about Christmas that really makes me like Rice Krispie treats more.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I enjoy them the most around Christmas time.
I feel that. Rice Krispie treats are kind of lame to me. Like, I think they're like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, something around Christmas, I'm like, oh, better. Better than usual.
Yeah, this tastes like Christmas.
So what you're saying is you want one of those like 15-pound concrete blocks of
of the Rice Krispie?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But I kind of like it when they add in like other little stuff, like little candies.
Yeah, like
or whatever.
You know, like
the homemade
Reese's
ones.
Pieces or M&M's?
Yeah.
Or what are we talking
just
about?
Just all
here?
Kinds of different candies.
You ever throw M&M's or Reese's pieces in your popcorn at the movies?
Dude, no.
It's pretty next level, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, just mix them together. Just get a bag or
get
a box.
Get that salty and sweet
of
going
course,
on.
Of course, don't buy it at the theater. Ladies and gentlemen, go to the Meijer gas station that conveniently has huge boxed candies. They know what they're doing there.
Oh, absolutely.
They're like, we're right next to a movie theater. We better have a ton
of candy.
Of candy bags.
For a dollar.
For a buck.
A whole dollar.
Would be the hottest ticket in town.
Or you can go to the movies and pay $12.
Yeah. How much are the Sour Patch Kids? Well, there's four in the box.
Uh-huh. And that's
$178. $1,300.
Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, it's more than gold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a Christmas tradition that I really do like is it's tradition typically to go see a movie at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And Christmas is
Christmas
usually,
night.
It's usually when the good movies come out. And so I'm hoping to do that this year. I watched a ton of Christmas movies last year in the theater. Because that was when MoviePass was a thing. Remember that, guys?
Remember how stoked you were about talking about it,
dude,
too?
I did podcasts about it. I sang its praises.
You did.
And then it sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, hey, you can see any movie you want.
Except the new one.
And then it was like, you can't see the same movie twice. And then it was, Yeah, you can see any movie as long as it's not new.
Uh-huh.
And then you can see any movie as long as it's not new and it's not a busy time of day.
Right.
So it's like, you can really see nothing.
And then it was like, hey, or you can just pay us and you can not watch any movies at all.
Yeah.
You can just have this card.
How about that? We got to get our money somehow.
It's a great idea.
How about you pay us back for all the movies that you saw?
Yeah.
I can see that. Like, literally, I would rather MoviePass just be like, all right, guys, now it's $30 a month. Because the thing is it would be like seeing three movies. It's cheaper than seeing three movies.
Yeah.
Basically $30. Because seeing three movies is like $38 or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, they are expensive. I can't even tell you the last movie I saw in the movie theater.
Yeah. And the last movie I saw in the theater, if I were to buy the ticket, I take that back, because the last movie I did see in the theater, I had to buy the ticket because it wasn't eligible. And it was $12.50.
Because it was new.
Yeah. And it was $12.50. to go to the movies. So,
like, all right, you can only see movies that are 20 years old or older.
You can only see, like, much like the Green Tree 4, like, just the prints that have been around to 1,000 movie theaters. They mm-hmm. literally can melt at any time. Very dirty.
Right.
Prints. That's all you can see.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do like that tradition of going to the movies around Christmas.
Yeah, it is nice.
I have a good memory. Me and cousin Ryan went and saw Gangs of New York on Christmas.
Good.
And the thing about it is, you know, that's a long movie and the theater was packed and we had to sit in the first row.
Oh my God.
the first row.
So along with your candy and popcorn, you got neck braces and travel pillows.
Yeah. A travel pillow would have been crucial, but I was like literally reclining as far back as possible just so I could get the full scope of this screen. It's like an IMAX screen that I'm 3 inches away from. Everybody looks like they're 100 feet tall.
Yeah. Like, it's not called Giants of New York?
Yeah. Oh my God.
New York Giants.
Now, how many World Trade Centers are there? Those are people on the screen. Oh, okay.
Right. Oh,
sorry.
Damn it. Okay.
I thought those were skyscrapers. Yeah. Is that the Statue of Liberty? No, that's a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh man.
But yeah. And, through the technology, the advances of modern technology, guys, you'll never know that I paused this podcast at some point during our rant here, and I took a Jimmy Dugan like pee. It was much,
I heard it.
Much
I
like
timed it actually.
Tom Hanks in A League of Their Own. It was pretty epic. And at one point, Leslie was just whistling.
I was.
And the thing is you heard it. You timed it. We weren't in the same room.
No, but I was still whistling.
We're two rooms away from each other. I was still listening intently. I had a glass up to the door. Creep.
That's not, yeah, I was going to say, that's not weird. Yeah. You don't do that?
You don't do that, man?
I actually used to do that when Adam and I lived in our condo and our neighbors would have trashy fights all the time.
Yeah.
And they would start very early in the morning. In fact, I remember the last trashy fight that they had was on New Year's Day.
Oh, how topical.
I know. It was on New Year's Day and I heard them yelling all day long. So I finally just got a glass from, you know, the cupboard, put it up against the wall. It really works. I'm telling you.
No joke.
Yeah.
I always thought that was kind of like one of those things. It's just like something you see on
movies.
Yeah, on movies.
No, it actually works.
Much like, you know, two cans and a string.
That works too.
I don't, you know, I've never successfully did that. So.
We should.
Yeah, we should definitely do that.
Well,
what are you going to do in your 30s? Well, we're going to get two soup cans.
Well, first of all, we already have the cereal that we're creating, the Yolog YouTube video. Why would we stop at telephone game?
What would be great is like, we'll get it and it'll be really long and then we'll call each other ourselves. I'm like, dude, could you hear that?
Yeah.
Because you hear me? Can no, we you
make,
talk.
Yeah. Can we
I
make
think
the string?
Must be taunter. Taunter.
Crucially taunt.
Yeah. Dude, you ever sometimes wish? I even posted this on Twitter the other day, so I have to just repeat myself for those of you that follow my Twitter, but I got to pose this question to you. Do you ever secretly wish Crucial Taunt was a real band?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because they were good.
Yeah. They rock. They wailed.
They wailed. Yeah. The bass player's a babe.
They had this bass player, babe. Unreal.
Yeah, I know. I was there.
Phil, you're partied out again, man.
Phil. Yeah.
Unreal. I met Alice Cooper the other day. And,
oh, yeah.
And we quoted Alice Cooper's scene from Wayne's World.
That is amazing.
I know. It was like the best thing that could have happened. Because I just told him, I was like, you know, I just have to tell you, like, first time I ever saw you was in Wayne's World. I've been a real fan since I was a little kid. And as a touring musician, you don't know how many times the Milwaukee scene has been quoted. And then he started quoting it with me. And it was like,
who says dreams can't come true?
That's what I'm saying. Alice, Al, Big Al.
I'm sure you're listening right now.
You made this boy's dreams come true.
He made your Christmas come true.
And it was a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, so close. And that's what Christmas is all about.
Yeah. And scene.
And scene.
And feed my
Frankenstein.
And I don't want pizza.
I love that's like such a good quote.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hungry for love. And I don't want pizza.
I'm like, was this written by the Ninja Turtles?
Dude,
like,
there's some pretty awesome lyrics in that song. And guys, if you haven't looked at the lyrics to Feed My Frankenstein, you are in for a treat.
It's poetic.
Yeah. It treads water in a sea of retarded sexuality. That's a Spinal Tap line. But that's kind of how I feel about a lot of 80s music in general.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas lyrics are the worst thing ever. This is Christmassy, but Kiss has a line in one of their 80s songs, and it's one of the shittiest lyrics I've ever heard in my life.
And
it says, I want to put my log in your fireplace.
Maybe that should be the surprise on the Yule Log video. Yeah. It's just like that lyric at an insanely high volume.
Could you imagine saying that to somebody? The gall. Someone came up to say that to a woman. Do you think what's the success rate you think of that?
0%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Unless you just come up to a woman who's just as filthy as you are. Yeah. And has
she's just
zero
as
standards.
Horny for Christmas as you. I like to think that's a Christmas pickup line, but who knows. But anyway, yeah. So Christmas partying and Rice Krispies treats, and we got sidetracked for a second, but now we're back on the Christmas track. I have a Christmas party to go to next week,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so what's this one? Is it work-related? Friends?
Yeah, it's work-related.
More work?
Yeah.
Wow.
This will be 3 work-related Christmas parties.
They must really like
you
guys.
They love it, man. They love... It's a great place to work, and they love Christmas. And
yay.
Frankly, I mean, two of my favorite things, Christmas and me.
There's that humility shining through again.
And me. But that's going to be next week. And then followed by actual Christmas.
Actual Christmas, yes. So, an Indianapolis Christmas.
An Indianapolis Christmas. We're going to eat off state plates. There will be banana pudding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be a win.
What's your favorite part of Indianapolis Christmas? Is it the food? Is it the prezzies?
I think it's the trees.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of the trees with the nice ornaments, the glass ornaments. It's so, it's like a department store tree.
It really is.
All the ornaments are similar.
Like a real swanky, like upscale.
Yeah. Or like a hotel, something that'd be in a hotel.
Yeah.
Because there's a theme to all the ornaments and they all look of similar make, even though they're all different birds and little trinkets and what have you. They'll look of similar make.
Yeah.
Elvish make.
Elvish.
I don't know.
It does look European. Like they were made by elves, kind of.
Certainly. And I like the trees a lot. And Uncle Larry usually knocks it out of the park with wrapping paper.
Always.
So he usually got the best wrapping paper. And I like to eat off the state plates.
I do too. I do like the state plates.
Or I like the, you know, red and green M&Ms in the candy cane serving dish.
I know. Isn't that so
cute? With all the little
cute
sections.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your favorite part of an Indianapolis Christmas?
I think it's the food, really.
Yeah, the spicy meatloaf.
The spicy meatloaf. Gotta have it. And I love watching the Christmas movies on the giant projected screen. That's always good.
Yeah. Miracle on 34th Street.
Home Alone. I always go for Home Alone.
Yeah.
I know it's my go-to. I know it's on all the time. I know we even talked about it last podcast, but...
We talked about Home Alone 2 this podcast, and I don't know if we talked about Home Alone 2 last time as a Christmas movie, and nobody really talks about Home Alone 2 as a Christmas movie.
No.
But
it kind of just slips through the cracks. I'm like, how could it?
Dude, how could you forget the more violent sequel that has our president in it?
I know.
Hey, win-win. Kid.
Yeah. I'm like, what was his line? It's like, straight through the lobby?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually saw the hotel that they filmed that in, and when I was in New York, it was pretty cool.
Did you go in?
No.
Oh.
Have a lovely day.
Was it the Plaza Hotel?
World renowned Plaza
Hotel. Yeah.
It probably was. It probably. I mean, honestly, that's probably a real hotel, and I just didn't know about it.
We need to Google this.
Yeah, I'll have to get my facts straight.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of fact checking to do on this podcast.
It's because we keep making these assumptions, and then we're asking, like, we're thinking about it, like, we'll ask each other the question, like, we know the answer. And then you don't, and then I don't know the answer, and then we seem like fools.
Like we're dumb.
Yeah. We're not here to have the most researched podcast.
Okay. Yeah. We need to have a fact checker.
Yeah.
Maybe next
Joe,
time.
Joe, where were you on that one?
Obviously not on this podcast. Obviously we invited not. Him.
That's true. But yeah, Home Alone 2. Not a lot of people talk about it. But I'm excited for Indianapolis Christmas, per usual.
Too. Mm-hmm.
I need to get some wrapping paper.
I got some excellent wrapping paper this year.
Tell everybody what's on it.
Well, of course, anybody who knows me.
Knows me.
Anybody who really knows me knows that I love flamingos. And that is going to be my wrapping paper this year. Flamingos with cute little Santa hats on them.
Yeah. And it's metallic silver with a nice pink.
I always try to go for good wrapping paper. I feel like I do have some good ones.
Yeah. Also, too, you might see me... picking at my pants here. And here's why. So
picking at my pants.
I meant to mention this earlier when I was talking about today's Christmas party, but there was like a thing where, you know, there was this huge ball of like Saran wrap and there was like a bunch of treats like wrapped in all these different layers. And they played a game where like you're trying to unwrap it as fast as you can, and everything that you get,
you keep.
And then the person next to you is just like rolling dice, and as soon as they roll doubles, they have to steal it from you, and then you go around in a circle like that.
Oh, that's a good game.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But I got super glue as one of the gifts that I have, and I put it in my pocket. And
rookie mistake.
Oh my gosh! So I put it in my pocket, and I'm like, super glue is like hard to open because you literally have to unscrew the cap. Turn the cap upside down, poke it with
the
sharp point, and then put it back on. I don't think this was as, safe, because literally I picked it up. I was like, dude, I got super glue, to which it ran all the way down my hand, and one drop hit me nice in the jeans. And what's funny is like...
right in the jean?
Yeah, and it's just like... hard as a rock, raised in like a one little splotch. I'm hoping when I wash it, it'll come out. But yeah,
fingers crossed.
Well, I got a Christmas prank pulled on me. Somebody
gave
me
the non-childproof super glue.
Yeah,
never a good idea.
Yeah, please, man, make me jump through hurdles to get the super glue. I bought a one of those sharper image banks. Like basically, it's just a. Let's be honest, dude. It was like a plastic coffee jar with a lid that counts your change when
you... Let's be honest. If you bought it at Sharper Image, you spent way too much money. They have those at Walgreens all the time.
That's where I got it. I didn't go to Sharper Image.
I just thought you were trying to humble brag, like name drop you had Sharper Image money. Well, because going back to...
$6.
Yeah, that money was no object for you.
Money was no object, guys. I really just paid $6 for an empty jar with like... just the most primitive technology in...
And no batteries.
And that's the thing. Is like, I was so excited. I was like, I can't wait. I have so much change. And no batteries. So then I had to just like rob my remotes of batteries. And then I was like, all right, I'll put these batteries in here.
Then you had to go get change out of your change jar just to have money to go buy
batteries. So then my bank's empty. Yeah. It's a vicious cycle.
Man, it's like the gift of the Magi.
I've seen it 100 times. Yeah, it is like gift of the Magi. But so I went to put the batteries in, and it's like the battery lid was screwed in. I'm like, good Lord.
I had to find
a tiny screwdriver and unscrew it. Put the batteries in, screw it back in, and then I was like, all right, I'll press the button.
And diligent sweatshop workers working on that plastic bank.
I pressed the button, and nothing happened, and then I had to flip it around, and it was like one of those ones that has like the tiny pinhole button that you have to press using a pen or a paperclip.
Mm-hmm. Or toothpick.
Neither of which I had. I didn't have anything.
This
so
is the most complicated bank.
And dude, okay, finally, I found a safety pin. And was able to use
where the, randomly somewhere in the house.
You know how you have like a drawer with stuff in it?
Yeah, the junk drawer.
Exactly.
If you don't have one, you're not human.
We're judging you.
We are judging you. Everybody's got the junk drawer.
Yeah, and then so like I was like, yes, I'm so stoked. And then when I realized how painstaking it was to just like put every single coin in there. It sucked.
So needless to say, this was a real win.
Yeah.
On the purchase.
Needless to say, I think everybody should get one for Christmas. And you can find them at Walgreens. They were $5.99. So
it's going to be our white elephant gift this year.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm going to re-gift that.
For
sure. Have you ever had something re-gifted? Like, have you ever gotten like a re-gifted gift, or have you ever re-gifted
absolutely.
One?
Oh, Absolutely, I have.
I know you have. Yeah. I'm just teeing you up.
No,
I'm ready for you to knock it right up.
Thank you for setting it up so I can knock it down. Well, my the best regifted gift that I ever gotten have gotten is
See, we were going to say the worst gift you've ever gotten for Christmas, but really, let's be real.
But usually, the worst gifts are regifts. Obvious regifts.
This is a pretty awesome regift. This is like next level regift. So we're going to put a positive spin on it. We're going to say this is the best regifted gift you ever
got. Yeah, and I dare someone to challenge me on this regifted gift. Like, if you think that your regifted gift is better, we'll have to talk about it.
Then please put on Facebook, message me on Facebook, and or post, you know, in the comments your best regifted gift or worst.
Your worst regifted gift.
Just try to beat this regifted gift, basically is what I'm saying.
Or
SeanVersWild@gmail.com.
Okay.
Let me know.
So it was one of the first years that Adam and I were together at Christmas, and we went to
And Adam is Leslie's husband.
Oh, yeah, a little side
note. For all the listeners out there that doesn't know that.
So we
don't
go,
know that.
Don't set thermogenic. It's kicking in again.
Yep.
Okay. So our first, maybe it is our first Christmas or maybe our second one together. So we're at his parents' house and his mother is passing out all of these different presents and whatnot. And she's already known as a regifter.
Yeah.
You know, candles, picture frames, whatever.
The usual.
The usual.
I mean, candle regift, that's pretty common.
Yeah. Yeah. So I happened to get a bag, which is kind of heavy. And I was like, ooh, I wonder what this could be. Because it didn't have like a smell. Because usually if you get a candle, you know, you can smell it through the bag. And I was like, ooh, I wonder what this is.
Or if you got weed.
Or, yeah, if you got weed, you smell it through the bag. Yeah.
I was quoting 3-6 Mafia. Merry Christmas.
I got some lean.
Yeah.
I got some scissor. But so I open, you know, up this bag, and it's got a nicely wrapped, like, box in it. So I unwrap that, and on the front of it is a snow globe. And I was like, oh, because I'm not a snow globe collector. I think that's a very specific
per se.
I think that's a very specific gift to give someone, you know, maybe that would kind of have to be into that kind of thing.
I feel like the only time you get a snow globe is like,
as a souvenir,
if you go to like Destin, Florida or something.
Yeah.
Like you go to Florida and it's like, oh, here, Clearwater Beach.
I got it at the 7-Eleven.
Or if you're us, one that has a Siamese cat.
Oh, right. I remember that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good one. Anyway, continue.
Oh, okay. So snow globe. So I see it on the outside of the box. I'm like, oh, okay, a snow globe. So I was going to feign more, you know, happiness and excitement for my regifted gift. So I decided to open it just to check it out. So I open the lid of the box and I see a post-it note on the inside. And it says, from Jean and Robert, Christmas 2001.
So, what year is this?
Yeah, so this was 2009, maybe 2010. So this gift was sitting in a closet for at least 9 or 10 years.
Yeah.
So I was like, huh, okay. So I opened the lid in a way that she couldn't have seen that the post-it note was in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, I'll pull out the snow globe and take a look at it. The snow globe had lost half of its water. So it is literally only filled halfway. And it's like a Christmas scene with a village that was supposed to have been glued to the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, the glue had already like turned from it being so old.
Right,
so this little village is now floating in half of the water. And then the remaining water was hungover urine orange.
The water's gone bad.
Yeah. Everything about it was just hysterical to me. So I got a half-filled, urine-filled, broken village snow globe.
Beat that, listeners.
Beat that, everyone.
So do you still have the globe?
No,
oh,
I don't.
Man, heck.
Yeah, I know.
You know, now that you've retold that story, I can't help but think that maybe it was supposed to be like that.
That she hated me so much and she was like, here.
No, I like to think that the snow globe was actually just a village that had been flooded. And the water was off color because there was blood in it.
This village was actually outside of Chernobyl.
Yeah. Here's a flood that ruined an entire civilization.
Yeah.
Much like in the Bible. Merry Christmas.
That would not be an uncommon statement for Adam's mom. She is deeply religious.
Yeah, and I'd just be like, the water's dark because of the fatalities.
Right. Because of God's wrath.
Yeah. So, I love when Ricky Gervais... But like, Ricky Gervais just like makes a great point. I think it's Ricky Gervais. Or actually, I think Eddie Izzard actually makes this point, also talking about Noah's Ark. But it's like, it just wiped off everything on the planet. It's like, man, there's got to be some evil fucking fish out there, right. Dude. And I guess that's true.
I am so done with men.
Men, yeah. Ricky Gervais. If you haven't checked out Ricky Gervais' Noah's Ark, that is a great...
Absolutely.
From Out of America, I think is the name of the stand-up, but you got to check out that bit.
Because it was his childhood book, right?
Yes. Yeah. That he got...
That he found.
Attendance.
Again. Yeah.
For participation. Nothing special.
No.
Ricky, R-I-K-K-I. What am I, mongoose? That's great.
What is that? Rouge.
Rouge. We could quote the whole skit here, but we'll let you guys look it up yourself. It's great. So yeah, if you have a re-gifted gift better than that, you'll be hard
pressed.
Better
than the Chernobyl village.
Man, you know, I don't really get bad gifts. I mean, I definitely get gifts that, like, you know, you'll get gifts from people at work and you're like, "Oh, I'm not going to use this probably."
Ever.
You know.
Yeah.
And then you just hang on. I like to just hang on to them. And then eventually,
give them to somebody else that will never use them?
I don't really re-gift them. A lot of times I just like put them in a box and just like forget about it and then throw it out in the move.
Yeah,
you know, donate something it. Like that. You know, but I actually got a pretty cool gift today. And I don't know. Everybody's like...
was it your hipster coffee?
No, I didn't get that gift. I got a WCW wrestling belt with NWO spray painted on it.
Sorry, we got in.
I got the gift that keeps on giving. Okay, who needs coffee?
When?
And I literally wore it, or well, not, I didn't wear it around my waist, but I had it on my shoulder the whole time. And I was like going...
Wearing it like a true champ.
Yeah. Well, dude, I was like going up to my team leader. I'm like, hey, the champ needs his stats.
Stats.
You're not trying to cheat the champ out of his stats, are you? And I kept smacking the belt that's on my shoulder. Just cutting promos on everybody.
Nice.
And I'd be like, man, the champ really needs to talk to you.
And I love that you refer to yourself in third person.
Hey, the champ needs a moment of your time when you...
I hope that your desk plaque is now the champ. You should change it. Oh. That's something that somebody could get you for Christmas.
Yeah, perfect.
Just changing it to the champ.
What's on your Christmas list this year? What's on your wish list? Oh, besides, man. John Cena stuff. That's my wish list.
Obviously, yes. A box of Betty Crocker fudge brownies.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And Illmatic.
Obviously. Dude, brownies, I could throw down on some brownies right now.
You know
now.
What I kind of miss sometimes? The cosmic brownies. The Little Debbie ones.
Why would you miss that? They still make them.
I know. I just mean that I haven't had them.
Much like I miss cereal, yeah.
Yeah.
You've been limiting yourself. Like, dude, right. I can't just eat brownies all day.
I can't, you know.
Even though I am an adult and I can do whatever I want.
But you have to have some
My
kind
mom
of...
said I could.
Yeah, I can. I'm a grown-up. But, yeah, I was thinking about cosmic brownies the other day. And they now have, instead of Nutty Bars, Nutty Buddies.
I know. I've talked about that on the podcast before. It blew my mind that they're like, yeah, they've always been Nutty Buddies. And I'm like, no.
They have not.
No, they have
that
not.
That is a lie.
Trust me, they have not. Do they have the regular brownies with just the walnuts?
Yes.
Is that a thing now?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I haven't seen them ever.
Just walnuts.
I feel like it's cosmic. Now, I always just literally just scrape the walnuts off of it.
Yeah, the regular ones I don't like, but the cosmic ones...
See, I'm not into the cosmic ones. If they just made plain ones... I'd be all about it. Something about that brownie. I don't know what it is, but it's like all shiny.
It's got a wax coating on it.
It's got. It definitely has like a not like any brownie you would make at home.
Oh, no.
Type of
It's the same thing with the Christmas trees, too. They have that wax, like, like after you eat it, you have like that slime
it's
in
like
your
they,
mouth.
It's like sealed it.
They're just going to chemically spray these down and...
It's like those wax lips you get for Halloween. It's that liquid in it. It's like a brownie.
Yeah.
You just got to get through the wax barrier for freshness.
What were we talking about before I just randomly went on a cosmic brownie tangent?
I don't... Dude, your guess is as good as mine.
Who knows?
The champ. The champ needs a moment of your time.
Oh, yeah, the champ.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're talking about what's on your Christmas list this year.
Oh, right. But you didn't tell me. Did you have a really bad re-gift?
Man,
nothing?
I don't necessarily have a bad re-gift. And I don't... You know, I like to make the most out of every gift that I get. So, but I will say the one year that I really...
That's a very positive way of looking at it.
You know, but I will say back many, many years ago when I was like, I don't know, 7, 8. This is back in when we lived in the
the White House,
if you will, mm-hmm. not the one that Uncle Donnie lives in, but different White House. I remember like we got to open a gift on Christmas Eve, and I was so excited because, dude, like there are so many awesome combinations, and we would get awesome gifts back in the day. I mean, we still get awesome gifts, but there was like so many of them. When you're a kid, you get spoiled, you know? Some of us anyway. Mm-hmm. God, cool brag again.
I know.
But I was like, yeah, dude, I hope it's wrestlers or a wrestling ring or I don't know, anything cool.
Ninja Turtle.
I'm a big action figures fan. I still like action figures, but even as a kid, I was super into it. And I opened it up and it was like socks.
I remember that.
I cried.
You cried.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got something awesome. Like I picked like a Barbie or She-Ra or something. I was like, yeah, look what I got.
Yeah.
And then
socks.
They did not allow you to open up another one. You cried. And we were like, can I just have another gift?
Yeah.
No.
Just making fun of me. That's what Christmas is all about.
Charlie Brown.
Yeah, dude. This Christmas, I got a guitar. I've bought it for myself. I've been jamming it.
Because money's no object.
Money's no object, dude. I've got money to burn now. Look at me, superstar.
When you got your Scrooge McDuck bag.
I got McDuck money, dude. So, yeah. Any ladies need a hot local single Christmas date, McDuck money right here. But what's on your Christmas list?
I was just thinking about this. You can tell just how old you get. Not that I'm terribly old, but I am 35.
I am
getting way up there.
Yeah, one foot in the grave, the other foot on a banana peel.
I keep checking the mail for my AARP card.
Right?
Yeah, I only got like 25 more years to go. But I want an electric toothbrush.
Okay.
That's how lame I am. I'm like, an electric toothbrush.
How exciting.
I know, riveting. I need some no-show socks because my toes have poked through all of the other ones that I have. A cell phone case, and that's really all I have right now.
No show socks. What size for the listeners?
Oh, for the listeners, yeah, 7 to 8. You know,
7 to 8.
7 to 8, everybody.
Kid size.
Mm-hmm.
And
nothing too fancy with the electric toothbrush. I don't need the one that connects to Bluetooth that you like hook up to your phone. That's $300. But you know, just like a medium.
Just something with a water pick.
Water pick, that would be awesome.
You know.
So.
You have an iPhone, right?
I have an iPhone 8 Plus.
Plus. Cha-ching.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Samsung Galaxy 8 Plus, and you can't find cases for it at all.
Really?
You can. I lied, but none of the cool ones on Amazon. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, dude, I want one that has, like, I don't know, Satan on it or something. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. I want something that has some kind of...
You mean you didn't find it on the internet?
Yeah, dude, on the internet. I couldn't believe it. They must have been out.
You know a great website for phone cases and basically anything in general, like art, if you want to make a sweatshirt, whatever? Society 6.
Mm-hmm.
So society6.com. They have all kinds of phone cases. If you want one with Satan on it, I'm sure you can find one.
Somebody will paint it for you, man.
Yeah, they will.
Paint
and not
Satan,
even like a generic, like, you know.
You ever notice Satan and Santa, they have the same letters. They're just like moved around a little bit. Same
not
guy.
Not today, Santa.
It's the same freaking guy. Not today, Santa.
They both like red.
Dude, yeah. I'm a big Santana fan, dude. I like to think Carlos Santana is Santa.
Or Satan.
Yeah, or Satan. Who knows, dude?
He could be all three.
He's satanic. Don't play his records backwards. He's satanic, guys. Dude, speaking of Santa, I got to give a big shout out to the Christmas Chronicles on Netflix. You haven't seen it yet, have you?
I haven't. I've seen, you know, it pops up on my Netflix, but I have not started watching it.
I got to say, it's definitely, definitely worth it.
Is it Hallmarky?
No.
Oh, sweet.
Dude, it's done really well. It's Netflix. I mean, there's kids that are acting in it, and normally I'm really agitated by that. Like, there's nothing to, like, turn me away from a movie than have, like, a kid be the star.
Yeah.
Not into it.
Because I hate kind of kid acting, too.
But these kids knock it out of the park, especially the main girl. She's awesome in it. And Kurt Russell, Santa Claus. Can you think of a more charismatic actor to play Santa?
No.
Man's just always got a twinkle in his eye.
He does.
So, best hair in the business.
Oh, absolutely.
I can't say enough about Kurt Russell on this podcast.
He's obviously listening.
Yeah.
So.
Did you check that door for heat? Yeah, I did, Kurt.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Yes, Santa, I did. Did you check that fireplace for heat? Like, backdrop? Yeah. Dude, that would be awesome if he said that. But yeah, and I don't want to ruin it, but pretty cool cameo for Mrs. Claus. So it's pretty cool.
Okay.
Definitely check it out, though. It was much better than I ever thought it would be. And
well, if it gets high praise from you, then it's probably pretty good.
It's a fun Christmas movie. And it's always kind of nice to watch something different. Because, you know, you were saying, like, yeah, Home Alone's on all the time. And, you know, Vacation we've burned through. And mm-hmm. Elf.
It is good to have some, even like a new Christmas song that would come out. I was thinking about that the other day, and I was like, man, we just have really, I mean, what was the latest one? All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey.
Yeah, is that the latest?
Well, that's the only one that I could come up with that's relatively
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Oh, NSYNC.
NSYNC. Mm-hmm. As far as it being a hit, but I mean, I'm sure people make some dipshit Christmas songs all the time on their Christmas albums, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as an original one that's kind of a hit that you hear on the radio or something, yeah, that's probably the latest and greatest one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, man, modern Christmas is hard. Like, I don't want to hear Ariana Grande cover All I Want for Christmas Is You or Santa
I
Baby.
Love Ariana Grande, though.
I do too, but it's just like, I don't want to hear. Here's the thing. I mentioned this last year, and it's just only become more of an epidemic, but people covering Last Christmas. I've heard even more covers this year. I'm like, dude, just cover something else.
Right.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pretty please.
I do like that one, but I like it because I haven't heard it this year at all.
Mm. I actually haven't turned on the Christmas radio station at all yet.
I hear it at work all the time, so I'm kind of like,
all right.
Yeah, I'm over it.
I'm over it.
I'm over it.
Hail, man. Hail, put me dude. In the truck. I'm
yeah,
over it.
Brother. I'm over it.
But yeah, more people have covered Last Christmas again this year. A band that I really like called Pale Waves that kind of sound like the 1975 with a girl singer. They did a Christmas song, and surprise, that's what they did.
Surprise.
I was like, man, heck.
Well, heck.
Should have did Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, NSYNC. No one's covering that one.
You know what? Randomly, Adam was on his phone the other day, and he was scrolling through Facebook, and that song came up, and he was just, like, watching how cheesy the video was.
We should watch it.
Oh, absolutely. But do you remember, like, how cheesy it was?
Oh, dude. Everybody's decked out in their Old Navy cargo khakis.
And sweaters.
And they got the fleece sweaters. Uh-huh. Dude, the performance fleeces.
Absolutely.
And their tech vests.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, highlights.
Oh, yes. Highlights out the yin-yang.
Dude, goggles. Mm-hmm. So you got to wear goggles. And
like
you got to wear beanies,
skiing.
Dude.
Like yeah. They're going skiing, but not really.
Yeah, and the thing is they had those big, like, corded turtlenecks and stuff, too. Yeah.
The worst.
What a great look.
I know.
A huge turtleneck. I went to Kohl's the other day, and they had turtleneck shirts for men. Like, long-sleeve turtleneck t-shirts.
Yeah, like, old men wear those.
Yeah, the only people that I know that wear them are, like, backstage hands that don't want to be seen by the lights, like the madcap puppets that would come to your school and like you know, like you'd wear all black, like a blackout suit. That's the only people I know that wear like black long sleeve turtlenecks, or mimes, or French people, I guess, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, you see the women that wear the turtlenecks, like the Christmas, like it has some, like the teacher turtleneck.
Yeah,
but like, yeah, the men who wear
unless
it
you're the Beatles on the cover of With the Beatles, or
there's no place for your turtleneck
your
anywhere.
Tupac, Dr. Dre, and Suge Knight on the Death Row Records
album, cover.
Dude,
totally.
Unless you have a gold
and
chain.
And you have a Doberman pincher.
Yeah, for
in,
sure.
Yeah, in that photo.
Unless you have a gold chain, man. Dude, the 90s.
Like The Rock.
Yeah, exactly. Like The Rock. He's wearing a turtleneck.
Yeah.
Not a t-shirt, but
a turtleneck.
Maybe we'll bring turtlenecks back in 2019.
You know what? That's going to be one of my New Year's resolutions.
I've brought LA Gears back.
Did you?
Yes. I'll show them to you. I forgot to show them to you, but wait until you see these 90s gems that
I can't
bringing
wait.
Back. Here's some styles that I would love to bring back, okay? The windbreaker with no shirt underneath.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned that before. Mm-hmm. Windbreakers are popular. I got a good collection.
They're so sweaty, though.
That's the hard. That's the thing about them. They're super, super hot. Super hot. But a nice windbreaker outfit, I would like to really bring that back. I would also really like to bring back bike shorts with, or like the bike short tank top combination.
Oh, yeah.
With a blazer over it.
Bobby Brown.
A la Bobby Brown.
New
in the Every Little Step
video.
It's like, oh, I'm wearing like a black and white Beetlejuice striped wrestling singlet with a black blazer. That has like a
greenlit
that has like chrome spatulas on the shoulders, and I'm wearing these patent leather dancing shoes, as you do,
as one does.
And
it was a whole menagerie of just ridiculous wardrobe.
And if you think
choices.
That didn't work, dude, you got to remember.
I mean, look at that video.
This is the guy that basically ruined Whitney Houston's life. And Whitney Houston was so in the prime of her career.
Yeah.
So everybody loves no a bad boy. Singlet. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody loves a bad boy, guys. But it worked for him. And so, yeah, bring back LA Gear, windbreaker, no shirt. Maybe, yeah, turtlenecks. We'll see how it goes.
They're so classic.
Yeah. Who doesn't like a good turtleneck?
Right?
Me. I just feel like I'm never going to wear one. I just feel like it would give me a huge double chin.
Like you just feel like your chin would just like rest like yeah. Like right on a turtleneck shelf.
Yeah, exactly.
I still
a turtleneck shelf.
Yeah,
yes.
It's just a shelf. I feel like women can kind of still get away with them though little bit.
Probably. You know, I don't necessarily know if I want to wear an entire turtleneck, so I'll probably just get a dickie.
A la Cousin Eddie.
A la Cousin Eddie, yes.
Absolutely.
That's the best part, dude, is you can just see
where the dickie ends because it's black.
Yeah. Who has ever worn it? For what outfit would one wear a dickie? I guess, is that for like a leisure suit or something? Like,
it's actually for under sweaters.
Oh, that's what it is for?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So if you wanted to have the look and style of a turtleneck under your sweater, but not the full embodiment of a whole turtleneck.
Now, does the sweater have like a built-in dickie?
Yeah, like so you would pin it or, you know, snap it on.
Oh, okay. I just thought a dickie would be like something that literally would just like kind of wrap around your neck.
Or go over your head.
Yeah, or go over your head. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is a dickie separate? Can you buy like a dickie by itself?
You have a lot of dickie questions.
But my question is do they come with the shirt or are they sold
separately? I think they're sold separately.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. That way you can mix and match.
Dickie not included. Yeah.
Whichever color, man. Like, yeah. Oh, I got black today, white the next day.
I know. What else you're getting for Christmas? Maybe, to go with your nightgown and nightcap.
Yeah. It's Dickie.
It's Dickie.
You don't have to worry about getting a cold neck in the middle of the night.
Right?
When you're looking for ghosts.
Put the Dickie on.
Yeah. When you have indigestion and it turns out it's the ghost of your Christmas past. Yeah. So yeah, I can't wait to dig up the ghosts in your Christmas past. So yeah, we're going to tell some scary ghost stories of Christmases long ago.
Long, long ago.
I still keep going back to that line. Anybody that's listened to last year's Christmas podcast, you're probably just like, dude, stop rehashing your joke. But I got to be honest with you.
They're like, this is
who's telling this scary is a separate ghost podcast. Stories on Christmas?
Right. Us.
Just reliving the glories.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. No one does except us, and we're two out of the three wise men.
So apparently. There you go.
Maybe their last name was Wiseman.
Yeah, we're Jewish. Yeah. All of a sudden, yeah.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, any more thoughts on Christmas 2018? Because you did mention New Year's resolution, and I kind of like to talk to you about New Year's.
Okay, yeah, let's move it right on into
move
New Year's.
Right on in, dude. Because mm-hmm. You know, exactly 1 week after. Christmas is New Year's.
It is.
New Year's Day, it's okay. New Year's Eve gets all the glory.
I like New Year's Day, though.
Do you?
It's chill. Yeah. Like,
make
nothing's going on. No, I don't do the cabbage. I'm like, I already have enough indigestion problems. Don't need to add cabbage into the mix, but... Yeah. Yeah.
My house smells enough.
Right. My house already smells like sauerkraut, oddly. Yeah. So
don't want to add to it.
Yeah. Then it's just overkill.
Yeah. So yeah, but New Year's Day I think gets all the glory, but New Year's Eve is really the gist. You stay up late, hang out with your friends, have drinks.
I like my New Year's Eve chill. That goes back to how lame I am.
How old we are now.
Yeah, and wanting an electric toothbrush for Christmas. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Just like to chill.
Just like to chill.
Maybe brush my teeth.
See
how white I can get them for 2019.
Right? Yeah. But my perfect Christmas Eve, or I'm sorry, New Year's Eve, this is what I like to do. I like to go to Kroger, get some $6 Andre champagne.
Yeah.
Of course. Shout out to Andre. I don't know how many times we've mentioned that on this podcast, but.
Andre 3000 from Outkast.
Or on your podcast. I feel like I talk about it a lot. So cheap champagne. And then I go and get like all these little appetizers.
Shrimp cocktail ring.
Shrimp cocktail.
Little half
like
ring.
Little quiches. Like all these. Yeah.
And just do it up, huh?
Yeah. Just have little snackies, have little alcohols.
Yeah.
Play cards. I'm usually asleep by 12:30.
What's your most eventful New Year's Eve that you ever had?
Most eventful? Like craziest?
You ever like done one that's not like, you know, at home while you're asleep before midnight?
When I was 21, I went down to 4th Street before it started to suck really bad.
Yeah.
And dude just drank it up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cabbed at home. Couldn't even walk. Couldn't even talk.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year. Oh my God. Is that like the New Year now?
I'll never forget. Just one of the times, like when you're young and you're just like, I don't know, you're just like pounding alcohol. I remember one time I was like, yeah, man, I'll probably get so drunk I can't even talk. And then
it happened.
And then literally my friend was like, dude, you're a man of your word.
Like, you slurred all night. Yeah.
You're a man of your word. And thanks, you dude.
Puked 14 times.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, I used to have some pretty great New Year's down in North Carolina. So big shout out to my North Carolina crew for all the great New Year's that we used to have there at the Homeboy Hotel. But
nice.
Yeah, I think this New Year's I have like a small, about the size of this here, which I'm pointing to an amplifier that's, I don't know, about 10 inches diagonal, 8 inches, what have you. I have a TV about this size. I would say it's about a 10-inch square TV and probably the same dimensions because it's old school. And I'm going to probably pull that out of storage, hook up a Nintendo to it, sit down at the kitchen table.
Sweet.
And fire up some Nintendo games. That's probably what I'll do, man. Enjoy my Coke Zeros.
Raging.
Yeah, raging, Cajun,
dude. Just bringing it on in.
I like to do my New Year's resolutions about a month early, so that way when New Year's rolls around, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm already a month in. Like, that's going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a good idea.
Yeah, dude. Sean is going to be less wild in 2019. My New Year's resolution is to stop drinking alcohol.
Nice.
So no eggnog on this podcast, and a few sober podcasts in a row here. But yeah,
now you're gonna have to change the name of your podcast to
Sean versus Boring.
Sean versus Mild.
Yeah. Mild used to be cool. Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, those were the days. And of course I'm gonna say this on the podcast and it'd be like 2 weeks later I'm like, yeah, I didn't make it.
Yep, I'm back on the wagon.
right back. Yeah. Exactly. I'm well, I fell right off of it. Mm-hmm. So it's
well,
great.
It's good to try.
Yeah, it's a good
it's
try.
It's a good goal. Good
There's
try.
A lot of things that my resolution is always to give stuff up. So I'm like, oh, I'm gonna give up like Facebook, alcohol, pizza, you know. Whatever.
You're just
and
then maybe be miserable.
Like exercise.
Yeah.
And then like a month in, like I'm just like, yeah, you know what?
Bug it.
Yeah. Maybe my goal, maybe my resolution should be to be happy.
Aww.
Yeah. Instead of just denying myself everything that I love.
Yeah, like, right.
Like pizza.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe that's what I should
do. My goal in 2019 is to be completely and utterly miserable.
Yeah. I like to just sit at home.
Yeah.
Go to work. Come home.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Do nothing.
Do it again.
Dream about food. You ever have dreams? You've never had a weight problem too much, but it's like one of those things where it's like, you ever have dreams about food when you're on a diet? Oh my gosh, dude. I diet all the time and I'm always dreaming about food.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I wake up like, oh my God, I ruined my diet. And then I'm like, oh wait, it's just
a dream. It was just
and then
dream.
I was also like, who gives a shit? Go back to sleep.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world, dude.
Have you seen the meme? It's like, have you ever been so broke you had sleep for dinner?
Yeah. I'll probably just go to bed instead. Have sleep for dinner.
Have sleep for dinner. I love that.
Man, you ever just like sleep and you end up sleeping for like, I don't know, 10 to 12 hours?
Always.
And then you wake up and you got like a headache. And you just feel like you're all like you feel like you've wasted away.
Yeah.
And then you're tired 8 hours later.
Yeah. And then I'm like, how do I need to take a nap?
Dude,
like,
we're old.
We are old.
It's
and
official.
Just we thought we would never be like this and like having to take naps and but I too I'm like, okay, well, I work at night, so sometimes I don't get home till 1 and then I need time to like decompress and
decompose.
Everything. Deconstipated.
Yeah.
So then I won't go to bed till 3 and then I'll sleep till 10, but then I'll feel bad about it. I mean, it's 7 hours, but I'm like, oh my God, it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
My whole day's gone.
There's nothing worse than accidentally sleeping in. Like on the weekends, I'm have a real trouble. Like, well, you know me, I used to sleep late. I used to keep very late hours and I'd sleep until, you know,
drug dealer hours.
Yeah, basically. but you know, sleeping till like 1-2 in the afternoon, MBD, no big deal.
Right.
But now it's like, dude, if I look at the clock and I'm like, oh my God, it's 11:30.
Jesus.
I'm like, dude, you're a scumbag.
Right. What have you done with your life?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what a bum.
Get out of bed. Just so this is what I do too. I'm like, oh my God, I need to get out of bed so I can literally do nothing.
Yeah.
Just as long as I'm awake.
Yeah, basically just sit on the side of the bed with your eyes hurting from being open. Just right. Contemplating life.
Whack hair.
Maybe just like scratch for a bit. You know? You ever just like lay in bed and then you're just like, man, I really have to pee, but I don't want to get up.
Yes.
And
it's like, I'm so lazy. So,
yeah, exactly. I don't know.
I'm like, well, if I can just go back to sleep, that means I don't have to get out of bed and pee for like another hour.
Yeah. I always like barter with myself too. It's like, I'll set my alarm and I'm like, all right, man, well, just, you can get up now. You really could. You probably should, but you could also just get up in like 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yes. All those precious.
And it doesn't matter because you close your eyes and then like 1 second later, it's been 15 minutes. You like look at the clock, you're like, no way.
Or the thing that pisses me off too, it's like when you know you have 15 minutes, then you're like, oh my God, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep. And then you waste like literally 13 and a half minutes yeah. telling yourself to go to sleep. And then you're asleep for the last minute and a half.
It's over.
And then it's over.
Yawned on the podcast, guys. Oh, that's how old we're getting because we're just talking about all this sleep. But yeah, I.
And toothbrushes.
And toothbrushes, dude. What a party. And don't worry, my Christmas list was pillows.
Nice segue from our nap game.
Yeah, I had to put it back on track here. But yeah, speaking of old people Christmas, it was like, what did we have for Christmas? I was like, I don't know. Pillows?
Pillows.
I would like pillows, please. For Christmas, and I'm like, I don't want them to be too soft, nor do I want them too firm.
You want them just right.
Yeah.
You need baby bear pillows.
I asked mom, I was like, hey, what's that pillow that you, I was like, I want a pillow, whatever that's made out of, like that you give whenever I stay over on the holidays and sleep on the couch. I was like, I want that pillow.
The memory foam?
Yeah, she's like, do you mean memory foam? I was like, yeah, but it's not like that. It's like real firm. And it's like, but it's not too firm. But right. It is some sort of memory foam. Because I have a memory foam, and it's like got that little like
curve in it.
That valley.
Uh-huh.
You know? And you just like put your head back, and it remembers where you are. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know whatever that is. It's kind of seems space-age technology to me. But I was like, I want that one.
Yeah,
and she's like, which one? And I'm like, I don't know.
What if she literally just wrapped up the one that was on the couch and gave it to you? Yeah, I'll take it.
Mission accomplished. Yeah. And a Merry Christmas to all. And to all a good night.
Here's your old 5-6-year-old couch pillow.
Your favorite.
Yeah.
Wrapped it up for you. That's a gift that keeps on giving. I would love it.
This is the one that both dogs have laid on.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So, but yeah, speaking of dogs and Christmas, Pupster... Looks like on your Instagram, looks like he drug out the tree skirt.
He did.
Yeah, tell everybody about it.
Oh, well, at first I was kind of a little mad, but then I was like, he was too adorable. But Pupster has a voice, and he calls everyone asshole. So yeah. I was like, hey, asshole, it'd be a shame for me to dig out this tree skirt and take a nap on it.
Yeah, so guys, check out Leslie's Instagram where the dog has pulled the tree skirt completely out from under the tree, wadded it up into a ball.
And laid his fluffy, gentle head on it.
And straight up napped on it, dude.
Yeah. Too cute.
Too cute. But yeah, I'm excited for Christmas. I'm excited for New Year's. I'm excited for a new year. I always like a nice fresh start.
Me too.
2018's been kind of a crazy year in retrospect. It seemed like it went by extremely quick.
It really did.
But just
I think we all
by.
Just had so much stuff going on.
Yeah. This was a real learning year, but I'm very thankful for, like, I mean, it's been real bummer as far as, like, losses go of friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, with my new job, for example, like, I've never been, like, happier.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel like these last 4 months at my new job have literally just flown by. It's been a great time.
And you have been extremely happy there.
Yes.
Which is so nice to see.
Yeah. So I've been stoked about that. And even through like the bad times and the hard times, you know, this year, like I felt like we've gotten closer in our family, become tighter knit, unfortunately because of it. But so that's a good thing. And I don't know, like I was able to kind of focus on the good things through mm-hmm. the bad. So I feel like to me, it's like been a pretty productive year in my personal growth.
Yeah.
As far as dealing with tragedy, but being able to also grieve healthily, and then also, you know, like still carry on positively with other aspects of my life.
Yeah, because usually through tragedy and loss, you know, two things happen. You either stay stuck in the sadness, or it helps you appreciate the people around you and what you do have. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been a pretty, crucial year, I think, in my development of 2018. So it's going to go down, you know, I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Even though it's filled with a lot of hard stuff, like being able to come out the other end of it and, you know, just
with a fresh perspective, kind of
fresh perspective. Yeah. Big,
for sure.
Big thumbs up on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. What about you?
Yeah. I think taken away from 2018, just kind of what you were just touching on, it just kind of made me really appreciate the people that are close to me, the people that I do have in my life, the people that I can call friends, people I can lean on for support and call at any time of day or night, you know, and really just valuing, because at the end of the day, I feel like all we have are our relationships with people.
Yeah.
You know, that's all that's left is how we've touched people's lives. And I want people to know that they're loved and appreciated.
Yeah. And guys, get off the dang social media.
Get off.
Quit fighting with each other.
Quit fighting on Facebook. Get off Facebook, period.
Yeah, bro, I'm just saying, guys, quit fighting with each other. Just, you know, embrace those around you. Because, yeah, at the end of the day, that's kind of like all that is left is like basically how you've interacted with people and stuff. So, and you don't want people to call you a b-hole.
That's a butthole.
Yeah, that's a butthole.
Mm-hmm.
I was censoring myself. So, yeah. And exactly. So that's, again, that's maybe one of the reasons why I'm going to just transition more and more off of, or why I would like to transition more and more off of social media in 2019, you know, because you just gotta, for one, it makes people unhappy and people fight all the time. And who's got time for that?
Or if you, like, for example, I have Instagram.
And you're
that's
not gonna
my change only
the world on your social media.
Yeah.
Guys, I hate to break it to you.
That's the only social media I have is my Instagram. And I've consciously unfollowed things that don't make me happy. So my Instagram is only things that I enjoy or that are uplifting or about, you know, gratefulness, mindfulness, stuff like that. That's the only thing I want to see.
Mine is usually a bunch of scantily clad babes.
I follow the Chive. Yeah.
Yeah. And just wrestling.
That's stuff. What,
but hey, wrestling's
cool.
But hey,
it makes you happy though,
that's
right?
That's so true. And if it makes you happy, I'm not going to sing anymore, but why the hell are you so sad?
Sorry. Hey, dude, that's good.
Hell, man, that's great, dude. Well, as we kind of ride off into the Christmas sunset here, do you have anything to say to the listeners?
I never do,
I know.
And you know.
I know. That's why
I'm like, why change it now?
Yeah, why change it now? Do you have anything to say? No.
No. Would sure don't.
You want to tell Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
You want to say Happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
Yeah. You want to add? No.
No. That's all I got.
Yeah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, dude. Yeah, we didn't even talk about Hanukkah or Kwanzaa.
No, we didn't.
I don't know any Kwanzaa celebrators,
I don't
to be
either.
Honest with you. And I really don't know too many people that celebrate Hanukkah. But to all my Kwanzaa listeners and all my Hanukkah celebrating listeners, celebrate for me. And maybe invite me over to your
they
Hanukkah
probably
or
did,
Kwanzaa party.
Because Hanukkah's over. You're too busy at all your Christmas parties.
You're too busy on your Jesus-y horse.
Your Jesus-y high horse.
Yeah. Get off. Your horse is as high as Leonardo DiCaprio's forehead in the Gangs of New York front row
ticket. Right.
But yeah. Yeah. But to all my friends that are celebrating their holidays, and even if you're like, don't believe in
holidays,
if you think Christmas is too commercialized, if you're one of those people, well, still,
you probably drink IPAs.
Happy freaking New Year or something, dude.
Right. Happy New Year. You got
it's
that.
Too commercialized. Give me a break, you ruiner. Quit trying to ruin
I didn't
everything.
I know, you Grinch.
Yeah, quit trying to put a war on Christmas. Did
Jeez.
The Grinch put you up to this?
Probably.
But yeah. Anyway, guys, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. I like to say Happy Holidays because I include New
Festivus.
Year's.
Festivus, we left that one.
Feliz Navidad.
Uh-huh.
Happy Festivus, Happy Krampus.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Krampus, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Chinese New Year. When is that? I don't know.
February.
It's, yeah.
Best.
Have
no.
Just have a great
old-fashioned Pennsylvania Dutch Christmas.
Yeah, dude. Have a nice day is what we're saying. Right. No matter what nice day it is. Have a nice day every day.
Right.
So, yeah. But, guys, if you like what you heard today, and something tells me you did, it's been a long podcast here today. Sorry for not hitting you with one last week. I'm starting my Christmas break early because of scheduling.
Boom. And
because also,
and too, so many parties.
It's you heard my schedule. And you know what my schedule is going to be like in the next couple of weeks. So this will be the last podcast of 2018. We'll see you guys in 2019. Be safe. Have a great Christmas. Be safe if you're traveling. Have a great New Year's. Call an Uber or a Lyft.
You could probably get a discount code.
Yeah.
First time user.
Yeah. So make smart decisions and start 2019 off awesome. And be excellent to each other. And most importantly, subscribe to my podcast.
And last, but certainly not least, and the most important thing.
5-star rating on iTunes, please.
Right.
That's what I would like for Christmas.
There you go.
If anybody wants to know what I want for Christmas,
pillows.
A 5-star iTunes rating. And then follow it on YouTube and Spotify and wherever you get your stuff.
Yeah.
Make it happen. You sure you don't have anything to say to the listeners?
Merry Christmas.
Which Royal Dansk butter cookie is your favorite?
Oh, dude. I'm telling you, I'm going to drop it.
Look, we'll say the same at the same. We'll say our pick at the same time. You ready? I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and then we'll say our pick. You ready?
Hold on. I got to figure out what I would even call mine.
Think about it.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Pretzel.
Stripey circle.
Stripey
circle.
Sabobbit Huff.
Sabobbit Huffy. Again, Dennis circle. And
I like to call that a swirl.
Okay. It is a swirl.
Stripey circle.
Yeah. That would have
criminal
worked.
Circle.
That would have worked so much better.
Beetlejuice circle.
Circus tent circle.
Yes. Circus tent circle. Candy cane circle.
Why are we just thinking of anything with stripes on it?
Yeah. Fruit stripe gum circle.
Oh my god.
But yeah.
Why didn't I just call it the swirl? I don't know.
Stripey circle. But yeah, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Happy holidays. This has been... Do you want to say it this time?
The Sean versus Mild Podcast.
The Sean versus Wild Podcast.